Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following is a special presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. 36 years of radio right in your face right now. That's right. 36 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Celebrating as I speak, of course, it won't be a special show, but I had to throw it off like that because Cuddy says, you got to mention the fact, man, you've been on the radio 36 years now, okay? So it's 36 years. We started off as a lark. A lark. I kid you not, a lark, but, you know, it was a 15-minute lark. People say, you can't do radio, man, but here I sit 36 years later, high atop my throne in the Sports Byline studio. So straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Oh, you didn't know that? My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated, but hardly duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio, of course, 36 years of radio presence. Having a blast today. We're talking boxing and mixed martial arts. We're from the world heavyweight champions, right? The heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. Andy Ruiz. Mr. Clark Kent, call him what you... How do you say Clark Kent in Spanish? Clark Kent? I don't know. Bottom line is, he's sort of like Superman. You got to give Andy his props. 33-1, 22 KOs. Of course, that one loss to Joseph Parker. And I was scratching my head about that loss. I watched it on TV. I said to myself, you know, he probably didn't win that. But then again, it's all about that hometown decision. Remember Larry Merchant talked about that hometown decision being the most important part of boxing. It keeps boxing going because it keeps the hometown guy going. Bottom line is, that was a hometown decision, a young man winning over there, Mr. Joseph Parker in New Zealand. So Andy Ruiz could be unbeaten. We'll hear from Andy Ruiz. Larry Merchant will be here. John Signorelli will be here. Khabib will be here. And straight up, you'll be here, hopefully. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Slam me. Say whatever you want. I don't care. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk, baby. But hey, if you didn't know that by now, you're lame.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Those horns mean the Tower of Power is in the house, baby. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, of course, from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Let's take it to Las Vegas and bring in the undefeated lad. Of course, he's been off a couple weeks. Says he's trying to lose some weight, but, you know, it can't be too hard to lose weight when it's 100 degrees outside every day. But John Signorella, welcome to the show after that.
Hey, thank you. And it's 115 degrees here almost every day. And I'm calling my weight loss program Lean and Mean Down 15, trying to shake off 15 pounds of summer love and fun.
Bro, if you really wanted to, you could go out there and run off 15 pounds of water in one day.
You know what? I can't run out here, man. It's too rough out here. The desert heat. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, they used to get us up like at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and we'd take up, I think it was at Mount Charleston. They would take us up to Mount Charleston, make us run up there in the hills, man. Anyway, Vegas is cold in the wintertime, hot in the summertime. Straight up, man, not a whole lot of boxing action this weekend, but tell me about the fights that did occur.
You know what? Cold, just like Mount Charleston in the boxing world. Jorge Linares fought in Japan last night, winning a unanimous decision over Al Toyogan. And that was at 135. Now, just recently, you got to remember, Jorge Linares, who I was always a fan of, just got knocked out brutally by Pablo Cesar Cano in one round. So I don't know what this guy's doing right now and how is he even still making anything under 140 in that big frame that he has.
Because of the fact he has Japanese money behind him and he could probably go over there and fight a couple times and make some money. If Mr. Honda's back, I don't know if Mr. Honda's still alive, but when Mr. Honda used to back fighters, okay, the fighters, the American fighters, he'd pick a couple like Genaro Hernandez, classic example. That was a guy that did a lot of fighting for Mr. Honda. That was his promoter and his manager. So Genaro was semi-taken care of. When he went to Japan, he was well taken care of, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's kind of like where I was leaning. Obviously, it's a cash grab. It's for money. And that's why these guys do this. Hopefully, they don't do it for fun because there'd be something wrong with you if you find this sort of thing completely fun without earning money. But having said that, I mean, where is he going to go? I mean, he's going to lean towards 140, right? Possibly. Look what we have to deal with there. Regis Prograe, Jose Ramirez, Maurice Hooker, Josh Taylor. I mean, there's some names there. And he's been around a long time in Jorge Linares. So I really don't know what the end game here is. It's probably not going to end too nicely.
It's the end. It's the end game. Like R. Kelly, it's the end game. I want to mention this. There's a young man that remains unbeaten. His name is Bradley Wilcox, and he fought in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And the reason why I want to bring this up is that, you know, Canada had the Hiltons. Canada had some good fighters there for a while. Canada was rocking and rolling, and then sort of came to a stop. So maybe we've got some prospects coming out of the north. Of course, Mexico from the south is always producing talent. Speaking of talent, of course, Emmanuel Navarrete, the WBO 122-pound champion, the once-beaten guy, did a workout for the press. And it was like he did a workout for me because I've been blowing him on the radio for so long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, did you see the workout? I mean, he's impressive, man.
He is impressive. And you and I both, man, you know, and I've been on the Emmanuel Navarrete train for a while. And, you know, well-deserved. I mean, look at what his accomplishments have been this past year. We're going to see him next weekend. I'm looking forward to it on the Tyson Fury undercard. And he's just a great TV-friendly boxer with good skill, too. It's not like a slop fest. It's not like he goes out there and he's completely reckless. He's a good, aggressive fighter. He's got great uppercuts, good punch combinations and variety. I can't wait to watch him next weekend.
He dogged Dogbo, and believe it or not, the odds were like almost close, almost dead even, that Dogbo was going to beat him in the rematch after getting his pants taken off him the first time.
You know what? Going into the rematch, I knew it was going to be bad because what you saw there wasn't a fluke in Navarrete the first time against Dogbo. And Dogbo, it seems like, you know, he's got a game plan, but once he gets hit, it goes out the window and he tries to, you know, fight fire with fire. And when you're fighting a guy like Navarrete that's a pressure fighter, you're fighting right into his hand. And that's exactly what Dogbo did twice. And unfortunately, he had to suffer the circumstance and consequences of that. Hopefully next time around for Dogbo, he looks a little bit better because his career might have been ended shortly on those occasions.
I hope I don't lose my only sponsor for this, but on September 14th, the same day, of course, I think that Tyson Fury is going to go with Otto Wallen, the unheralded but undefeated Otto Wallen. Jaime Munguia is going to take on a guy named Patro Alate. Now, I've got a problem with that because the last time I saw Jaime Munguia, he got the pants beat off him, okay? I mean, there was just no doubt about it. He got beat up in Mexico. The Mexicans were booing it. So why wasn't a rematch put in place? I just don't know, especially after Munguia said, I'll fight him again. Remember the post-fight conference? I mean, right in that interview, Johnny, that's what he said. Hey, I'll fight him again. Well, guess what? He's not fighting him again.
Yes, sir. And his handlers probably pumped the brakes on that, seeing exactly what we saw, that he had a very difficult time. And a lot of people thought he lost that last assignment. So they put him in with a soft touch this go around. The Zone needed to fill the date, September 14th, you know, Mexican Independence Day. We were all expecting to get Canelo. We didn't get him. So we got to, you know, you got to give him something the same way ESPN is giving us something with Tyson Fury. With his assignment on the 14th. I mean, at least we have some boxing, but really nothing to get super excited for. What I'm super excited for is coming up when Errol Spence takes on Sean Porter September 28th on Fox pay-per-view.
So is Bob Antonelli, my DJ friend. He goes, hey, Pedro, I was watching this guy and Errol Spence. Yeah, I get calls from the boxing squares. You know where I'm coming from? I mean, guys mm-hmm. who don't watch boxing, and they just Errol Spence are sort of high on Spence. Anyway, I want to mention this. Devin Haney, the professor thinks that Devin Haney is possibly the real deal. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. He's a young kid. You know, he's got plenty of time. I believe he's 21, very articulate, smart, good head on his shoulders. You know, he's at a weight class and category where there's a lot of opportunity for him to earn some money and get involved in some really, really good fights. If you look around there, Lomachenko is around there. Jose Pedraza is there. Mikey Garcia should be there. You know, we'll see what happens. Richard Comey, Tevin Farmer, Gervonta Davis, Miguel Burchett. Like, there's names to mess around with and play with there. And I think that he could be competitive with a lot of them for a Lomachenko or whatever. I think he needs a couple of years, but he will be sensational down the stretch.
September 13th to 14th, the Zone's got the Devane Haney fight. Of course, that's on the 13th. That's a WBC lightweight eliminator. The 14th, ESPN Plus is going to go with Brad Foster and Lucien Reed. I have no idea who that is. And then, of course, on the same day, the Zone's going to go with McGee. And then later that night, ESPN Plus has Tyson Fury. And guess what? Johnny Sigg will be back a little bit later in the show. The undefeated lad from Las Vegas, John Sigg, will talk to you in a couple. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. Going to bring in the Godfather, HBO Godfather himself, right, Mr. Larry Merchant. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Stop. Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The doctor is in the house. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are awaiting Larry Merchant. Larry didn't pick up on the cell or the house phone, which tells me we might not get Larry this morning, but I'm hoping to get Larry. Of course, celebrating 36 years of radio. People say to me, you know, what have you done in like 36 years? I mean, tell us where you've been. What are the highlights? What are the lowlights? Broadcasting from other countries like the People's Republic of China back in 1993, that was a big thing, no doubt about that. I mean, it was the first ever broadcast from the country and the first ever television broadcast on boxing. Of course, the brawl at the wall I did with Leonzo Barber defending the WBO 175-pound championship, of course. And, I mean, it was a mega event. Muhammad Ali was there. That was the brawl at the wall. That was 93. Wow, I guess 94 going back there. That was 94, another couple trips to China, one with Ali, a two-week tour with a junket, call it what you want, an Asian junket, a tour, whatever you want to call it. We went all throughout China, and that was pretty cool. China, Macau, Hong Kong, I mean, Shanghai, Guangzhou, Shenzhen. I mean, Muhammad Ali is just a god wherever you go. He just is a god wherever you go. Speaking of a god wherever you go, he's on the line from Southern California. I'm talking about the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm splendid. I'm also reminded of Yogi Berra once accepting an award and thanking his dog for all the good things that have happened to him in his life.
Well, I haven't told any of the horror stories, but I just, you know, the good things. Hey, Godfather, in 36 years of radio,
I remember meeting you in 1985. Of course, I remember the date, April 15th, 1985. You and I were both sort of shell-shocked at the Hagler-Hearns fight, and you were standing there, and I was standing next to Aaron Pryor, and I was talking to Pryor, and then I sort of moved over to you and said, Larry, I'm so-and-so, blah, blah. And you go, yeah, you write that newsletter, don't you? I said, yeah. Anyway, that was the beginning of that. But in 36 years of radio, I have, 36 years being involved with this, I don't have any regrets, not one, not a single one. So being said, let's talk about the future. Boxing's hot and happening right now. Next week, I just mentioned this, Devin Haney's going to be on the Zone, taking on Zahir Abuladev, who can fight a little bit, the WBC lightweight eliminator. Danny Roman's on the title, on the card, defending a super flyweight title. ESPN Plus has a card that day, Brad Foster versus Lucien Reed, of course. Then the Zone's coming back the 14th. With Jaime Munguia and Patrick Alate, Ryan Garcia, the very hot lightweights on the card against Avery Sparrow, September 14th, again ESPN Plus, Tyson Fury versus the undefeated and unheralded Otto Wallen, Emmanuel Navarrete, the best fighter in Mexico, quoted Bob Arum, and I sort of maybe want to lean that way. He looks good. You know, we take it on Juan Miguel Elorde. This is hot.
Who is that last guy you mentioned?
Juan Miguel Elorde. He's 28-1, I believe, out of the Philippines. And I don't know if he's related to Flash Elorde, but I met Flash Elorde Jr. I never met Flash Elorde Sr.
Well, I did once or twice. And in fact, I saw him fight in a famous fight in Madison Square Garden against the great Puerto Rican lightweight. I'm trying to dance in my head.
Sugar Ramos, remember, no.
Remember his name, Carlos Ortiz.
Carlos Ortiz.
And it ended with Elorde in a pool of his own blood, and around the 14th round, he was a brave fighter, but not as big or as good at that stage of his career as the Puerto Rican fighter, who is one of the best lightweights ever.
No doubt about that. I mentioned the Tyson Fury card on ESPN Plus. That's an app. That'll be September the 14th. Of course, Tyson Fury and Otto Wallen. But the co-feature features, I think, one of the up-and-coming superstars in boxing, once beaten Emmanuel Navarrete. I think he's 29-1 now. He fought a couple of weeks ago. He's taking, mm-hmm. as I said, the Filipino Flash. I mean, they got to be calling this guy the Filipino Flash, right, Juan Elorde? Because that's what they called both the other Elordes, the Filipino Flash.
I have no opinion on that subject.
but have you seen Navarrete?
Yeah, he's an impressive young fighter, and I'm looking forward to watching him move up the ladder and up the scale.
But one, two, three, four cards in 2 days, that tells me boxing is healthy.
Well,
televised cards.
For television cards, it is healthy. They have apparently found an audience. I'm not 100% convinced, the health. If almost no newspapers today carry a boxing writer, so on the one hand, if you're a junkie or like us, there's a lot of action going on, but it doesn't compete with what are today the mainstream sports.
No, and I understand that, but I think it's got enough of a niche to go. And when I think about the old writers, Jack Fisk and people like Earl Gutsky down there with the L.A. Times, Earl was a good guy. Earl, I mean, did you have much contact with Earl?
I had some contact with him.
Yeah, I mean, he was a bit of an aloof guy. I see him in different time zones, and I don't know if you know this, recognize this or not, but when people are in different time zones, they're different people because they're not themselves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're like operating on no sleep and things like that. So it was sort of fun. I saw Earl Gutsky, I think, in Moscow once, and then again in Spain. And both times, he seemed a tad off. Maybe it was the liquid refreshments. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. The 14th. The heavyweight champion of the world in action, Mr. Tyson Fury, the linear world heavyweight champion. Are we going to settle this pretty soon as to who's who? I mean, Andy Ruiz is going to take on Anthony Joshua the 7th of December, which is a day that will live in infamy, according to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. If Anthony Joshua gets drilled again, will this be a day that will live in infamy as far as British boxing history is concerned?
I don't know. Maybe in a way, because it's even hard for us to imagine the large cult of followers he had in Britain. I mean, when he fought, it was like a 4-day weekend holiday for everybody, and because he seemed to represent them so well. But we'll see. I mean, he has a chance to show that what happened last month was an accident. Or maybe Ruiz has a chance to show that he is a really serious heavyweight. And I don't think we should hold our breath till it's all resolved, because everybody who is promoting these guys wants to squeeze as much out of it as they can. But I think eventually it will get resolved. Certainly the Wilder-Ortiz rematch is something for us degenerates to quell over. And if it leads eventually to some more good big rematches and involving Fury and Wilder and the rest of that crew, well, all's well. But the conflict of networks and promoters makes it difficult to have this happen in a timely fashion.
A little bird landed on my shoulder on Thursday or Friday, and said to me that the Sergey Kovalev fight, Sergey Kovalev, of course, coming off that win, tough win a couple of weeks ago, 34-3-1, now 29 wax, is going to take on the pound-for-pound king as far as pay-per-view is concerned. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Looks like they might go November 2nd. Are you hearing that?
No, but I may be out of the loop. I mean, I don't know if some of the things that have gone on between the promoters and the fighters are just posturing. Where it seemed that Canelo had a real issue with Golovkin, with some of the things Golovkin said before their last fight, and that he didn't want to give him a chance right now to make the biggest pot of money he can be, which would be in a third fight. So I'm not sure about all of that, but you're telling me now that instead of making the inexplicable match with Kovalev, Canelo has agreed to do the third fight with Golovkin. Is that what you're saying?
Looks like the Canelo thing's going to go rock away. The Canelo fight's going to go as far as Mr. Kovalev's concerned. I mean, they're talking right now. They're talking maybe a catch weight fight.
Maybe a catch weight fight. That's between a small middleweight and a big, strong, light heavyweight. So I'm just curious how that looks through the looking glass. What do you think of that kind of a fight?
You know, listen, they happen to everybody looks at Sergey Kovalev thinks they can break him down. I think Andre Ward was the only guy that could really break him down. Andre Ward was a special guy, and he was a lot bigger than Canelo. So, you know, so I think, like I said this before, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and I think the size advantage here is going to give Kovalev a decent shot, especially if they were to fight at 175.
Well, yeah, I'm still trying to settle it in my mind why that would even be something that would be discussed. The only factor that may be involved that we don't understand is is the contract that Canelo got from DAZN. Maybe he's got to fight guys who are champions or former champions or whatever, and he can't just try to fight opponents. He's got to fight somebody who's going to punch him back. And so maybe that's a part of this all. But I don't quite get why Kovalev is the only alternative.
34 years old. He doesn't take body shots well. That's the thought. And that Canelo's going to work downstairs and dominate him. That is a Mexican
okay.
mindset.
All right. Okay. Just one punch in the mouth can change everything.
Well, listen, that's the one punch in the mouth is what differs boxers from other people in the world, is that you take that one punch in the mouth and you respond.
Okay. Yeah, but when you're fighting two weight classes above your own, I don't know how that figures out into the thinking. But hey, I'm just an observer and a watcher, and if it happens, I'll be on the sitting end of a television screen.
Okay. Let me make this quick. You've been with me a long time. You've backed me a long time. You've helped me out a long time. You helped me with the HBO money years ago. Lots of things I don't forget, Godfather. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the things you've done for me. You've been a great guy.
Well, thank you, Pedro, and good luck.
Say hello to the Godmama for me.
Sure will.
The great Larry Merchant on Sports Byline.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Most of you know Pedro Fernandez as a boxing fan, right? Well, I like political assassinations as far as my books are concerned. Of course, the U.S. history, especially in the 1960s. So that's my point of interest. Guess where I get that? I get that at Audible.com. I mean, and I'm a voracious reader. Sometimes I read 30, 40,000 words a week. I kid you not. But with Audible.com, I get to envelop myself with like a couple hundred thousand words a week because I'm listening to it and not reading it. What am I trying to tell you? There's an offer going on right now at Audible.com. 3 months for the price of one. Just go to Audible.com. Audible.com has got it rocking and rolling. Whether you're into sports books or political assassinations like me, you'll dig Audible.com, listening to things instead of having to read it.
Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free.
Visit audible.com/ring or text RING to 500-500.
Are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? Thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Solution. 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. Listeners to this program, Wrestling Observer Live, can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/wrestling, forhims.com/wrestling, forhims.com/wrestling.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
I told you, I've been to Dubai. 34 countries, Dubai was one of them. It's a hellhole. I'm telling you, never want to go to Dubai. I can't believe anybody even goes there. There's nothing there. It's a hot hellhole. The women, they're all masked up. It's like Halloween all the time. They've either got burkas on or they're hookers or they're Filipinos working in a hotel. Those are the three women, the three types of women in Dubai. I mean, I'm serious. Filipinos work in hotels, hookers that don't wear burkas, and then the women that work, that live there, they wear burkas. So what am I trying to tell you? I wouldn't go to Dubai if you paid me. Of course, I had to buy my own airline ticket out of town after the promoter burned me out of a $1,700. Anyway, bottom line, it cost me $5,000 to go over there, folks. I'm not big on Dubai. And I was sick for the 7 of the 10 days I was there. The food sucks. Oh, now, let's get on the positive side. Dubai was, of course, the site last night of the UFC lightweight championship. Of course, talk about Khabib, the monster. What is he, 25-0, 27-0, 30-0? Listen, I guess if you could, they don't count the fights with the bears. He wrestled bears. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, bears. Not like B-E-A-R-S, bears. Yeah, well, bottom line is he beat up on bears. If you look at his ears, it looks like a bear chewed on his ear. But Khabib remained unbeaten. It's 27-0, 28-0. Of course, a rear naked choke on Dustin Poirier in the third round. Dustin Poirier did have a shot. He had a shot in the second round. I think he had two shots. He wobbled Khabib, and he had Khabib backing up. And listen, that's like smelling blood in the water. I'm telling you, if you're a shark and you smell blood in the water, you go for the kill. And Dustin Poirier didn't go for the kill because he didn't believe in himself. He didn't. Man, I'd have been all. I can't tell you. I can't. I'd have been mugged Khabib at that point in time. I mean, here was like King Kong backing up from me, and I'm not doing nothing. Man, I'd have jumped on him, been on him like a rice or a bad suit. Anyway, Dustin Poirier didn't get on him. He waddled him that first time. I think it was a left-hand cross, Poirier being a southpaw, caught him with a left-hand cross and wobbled him. And then another time, Khabib was coming at him, and he hit him again, and he wobbled and fell into him and took him down. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Khabib is very, very beatable. A boxer, boxing 101. Khabib's from that same stable that Daniel Cormier is from, the ex-heavyweight and ex-light heavyweight UFC champion, of course, who got his ears boxed about 2 weeks ago by Stipe Miocic. Boxing 101. Jab him to the head, hit him to the body. Jab him to the head, hit him to the body. And, of course, Cormier couldn't do nothing about the body because he had his hands extended in some weird style where he was, like, reaching out there. It looked like he was, like, trying to hold on, like, grab onto his opponent, Stipe Miocic. Of course, Miocic just lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. Now, Miocic, we'll get to that in just a minute. I'd like to see him and Khabib fight. Man, I would. I mean, that's how good I think Khabib is right now. And I think maybe that risk from fighting from 175 to heavyweight, because, you know, I mean, Stippy is not the biggest heavyweight in the world, 210, 215, somewhere around there. I think that might be a fight worth making. Anyway, Dustin Poirier fails in the third round because he did not believe in himself. Boxing 101. The right hand, if he was from the southpaw stance last night, he had to, you see, you have to have stones to do this. And when I say stones, I'm talking about intestinal fortitude. And stones have to be bigger than that of a hamster or a gerbil, okay? And Dustin Poirier, well, he maybe had goldfish-like stones last night because he didn't believe in himself. No matter who you fight, you must believe in yourself. I never stepped into the ring in my life not thinking I could lick somebody. I mean, it's just as way. That's all the way. And I'm throwing punches with bad intentions. I'm not throwing punches to throw punches and keep guys off me. Dustin Poirier threw a couple punches last night. Should have been enough to win the fight. I think if he followed up, he could have knocked Khabib out. But straight up, he failed miserably.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 2:06 of the third round, declaring the winner by submission due to a rear naked choke. And still the undisputed UFC lightweight champion of the world, Khabib the Eagle.
this arena, the mixed martial arts world, belongs to Khabib Nurmagomedov tonight. With all the pressure on yourself yet again, you rise above it and turn in a near-perfect performance. Congratulations on your second successful title defense. How do you feel, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Honestly, I don't know why I have so much everything in my life. Like, I don't know, maybe... Like, I want to say thank you so much, God, first of all. Then, I have father here. My father. I want to say thank you for my father. Come here, coach. I have my coach here, Javier Mendez. I have my brothers, everybody. Like, we born together, you know, like, grew up. Like, everything what I have, like, I have because of my team, my father, my sparring partners, brothers, Islam, Zuba, everybody here is like Abu Bakr, Umar. Everybody, if I forget somebody, sorry, guys. My uncles, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, I want to say thank you so much for all my team. And why I wear this T-shirt, I know Dustin do a lot of charity stuff. Guys, make sure I'm going to sell this T-shirt. All this money, I'm going to send Dustin Poirier. This is what I want, you know. And why we have so much respect between us before the fight? Then my last fight, you know this with guy, I have a lot of crazy stuff, but I want to forget everything. We show really what is this MMA. MMA is number one thing is respect. When you come gym, first things, what your coach, everybody teach you, hey, you have to respect gym, you have to respect teammates, coaches, you have to still keep clean your gym, everything about respect. MMA is not about trash talking. You know, this is what we show with Dustin Poirier and his great team. You know. Thank you so much. Now I want to talk a little bit Russian. Большое спасибо всем, кто приехали. С России, с Дагестана, со всех стран СНГ, со всего мира. Большое вам спасибо, что приехали. Я столько попах здесь вижу. Я очень горд этим, потому что это культура не только Дагестана, не только Чечни, Ингушетии, всего Северного Кавказа. Там, где я вырос, в горах, мы носим папаху. Не потому, что каждый может ее носить. У тебя должна быть в первую очередь честь, ты должен быть мужчиной. Женщины у нас папахи не носят. У нас настоящие мужчины носят папахи. Так что вам большое спасибо. Я когда видел эти папахи, я заряжался энергией, когда заходил сюда. Большое спасибо всем. Алхамдулля. I want to give a little bit talk for my father and coach Javier. Javier is a little bit older than my father, I think. Javier have to talk.
I got to say, I'm glad what he did. He followed father's plan. That's all I got to say. He followed father's plan.
Abdulmanap, great to have you here, my friend. Congratulations to you. Khabib, before we let you go, I know it's been a long wait to get back in the octagon tonight. You did drop the name Tony Ferguson here during fight week. What can you tell us about your third title defense?
Last 2 years was very busy for me, you know. I want a little bit relax. You know, I have too much pressure on my shoulder. Give me a little bit time, maybe a couple days. I have to rest. Thank you, guys.
One of the greatest champions this octagon has ever seen, the undisputed lightweight king, the Eagle, Khabib Nurmagomedov. And we step over here and talk to a graceful, classy Dustin Poirier. I know this fight did not play out the way you expected it to. What a show of support here in Abu Dhabi for you, man. The consummate fan favorite. I know you're frustrated right now. How did this fight play out relative to your expectations coming in?
I mean, I knew he was going to press. I knew I was going to be against the fence a lot. I just felt like I let myself down. You know, I didn't cut any corners preparing for this. I felt like my whole career set me up for this moment, but... Maybe there were times in there I could have did more. I was just so prepared. And now I got to wake up and look myself in the mirror every morning with this result. And if anything adversity's taught me in the past, it's when times are good, be grateful. And with times like this, be graceful. So I'm going to just go home, spend some time with my family. It's been a long road. I'm proud of everything I've accomplished in this sport. I have a lot of tread left on the tires. But right now, I just need some time to think, man.
And there is still a belt and a beautiful baby girl waiting for you at home. We know you'll be back stronger than ever. Appreciate you sticking around for us. Ladies and gentlemen, once more, the former interim champ.
I'm sorry for anyone I let down with this performance. I promise you I wanted this more than anything.
There he is, the king of Lafayette, Louisiana, Dustin Poirier.
But you didn't go for it, son. There was blood in the water, and you didn't go for it. So all this whining and crying and moaning, all that kind of crap after, man, you had your chance. When you're the opponent, what I mean by the opponent is you got no chance. In other words, Slim and none, and Slim just left town. The promoter's against you. The fighter you're fighting is better than you. He's bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? You got all these insurmountable odds you're facing. And then there comes a point in a fight where there's an opportunity to win, and you don't go for it. Now, I think John Signorello says he calls it playing with your food. And that's exactly what Dustin Poirier did last night. He had one opportunity, absolutely. And that second opportunity, had he been able to throw an uppercut, I think the fight would have been a little bit different, because I think Khabib rocked into him that second time for that takedown. I think he was a little bit hurt. So at the end of the day, Khabib is 28-0, of course, unbeaten, 28-0, 30-0, 40-0. They didn't mention Tony Ferguson too much. I did hear his name brought up, but Khabib didn't mention him too much. That's scary. I don't know if I ever want to see Tony Ferguson fight again. Remember we had that tape of Tony Ferguson where he was like, his wife was on the, I mean, it was pretty crazy. We were like, a 911 tape, oh, he's throwing holy water on me or some kind of crap like that. So this guy's doing this in April. In April, he's throwing holy water on his wife. Okay, holy water. I guess she thinks he's the devil or some kind of stuff. Anyway, I know a lot of women that are the devil, but maybe not Mrs. Ferguson. Anyway, Mrs. Ferguson, poor lady, and she gets this holy water thrown on her, and she has to get a restraining order against her husband. It's been lifted like a month later, but, man, that wasn't pretty at all. So as far as Tony Ferguson fighting again, I just don't think that – I don't know. If somebody's that bent that they're doing that kind of crazy stuff, you've got to put them on some type of medication, okay? And I'm not talking about medical marijuana. I'm talking about putting them on medication. So if you've got a guy on medication, mind-altering medication, Zoloft or whatever they put those guys on, is that type of guy you want fighting? I mean, do you think he should be fighting if he's not right upstairs, if he's already a little bit scrambled? And let's be honest, of all the dudes that fight in the world of MMA, Tony Ferguson is one of the weirdest dudes out there. I mean, I think he's great that he doesn't spar too much when he trains, because I think sparring, you take a lot of punishment, and I didn't take too much. But for the most part, guys take a lot of punishment sparring. They're stupid. They lay up against the ropes. They lay up against the cage, let the other guy do their thing. Man, never, ever, ever let them do that. Never, ever give them free shots. You got to work angles on these guys, tie them up, throw them around. If you're tired, you want to throw any punches, guess what? Wait them out. Just wait them out. You can wait. I used to wait guys out. I'd be tired, sucking wind a minute left in the round. Right, you know, we're in the gym. You just wait these guys out. That's all. Just walk them around, wait them out, take deep breaths and relax. Okay, it's the guys that relax, of course, that's always going to prevail. Why do I say that? Combat sports is, if you can't handle your cool, man, this is not for you. It's just not. I'm telling you. I mean, you talk about fire alarms going off, like 9/11, that kind of good stuff, 9/11. Anytime you're fighting, it's 9/11, believe me. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide celebrating 36 years. Does that mean 37 years? If this is our 36th anniversary, cut it, it means 37 years next. Wow, 37 years of radio. Straight up, I was 7 years old when I started the show, and I'm only 44 now. Man, what a great-looking guy I am for 44. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and about 1,000 other internet platforms. Often imitated, but as you can tell, never duplicated.
I'm sorry for anyone I let down with this performance. I promise you I wanted this more than anything.
I don't know, man, I guess. I don't know.
Do you use the the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No,
no. No, you're
just,
okay.
He really, just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Should you go to the police station? I don't know. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Wrapping up hour number one of a 36-year anniversary show. And, you know, somebody said to me, what were the highlights and the lowlights and this kind of stuff? I don't think I'm going to go into the lowlights, but I think some of the most emotional parts on the show were when Genaro Hernandez appeared less than 40 hours before he died. You could hear him dying on the phone, essentially. I mean, cancer had taken him, and he was basically checking out, and he thanked us all, the entire world, for giving him the life in which he had. And, of course, and when Johnny Taco, when my original Las Vegas mentor, Johnny Taco, passed away, and back in 97, okay, he was on the show the week before, and he talked about getting his foot amputated. So I've had some sad times, but I've had some good times as well, some great times. But I had to mention some of the sad times there because I don't forget. Chuck Minkers, Johnny Taco, Genaro Hernandez, and of course, my first producer, my mother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 36, make that 37 years of radio presence, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in San Francisco, California. The executive producer is Scott Cuddy. On many of these same stations and many of these internet platforms, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes up next. If not, until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Stranded residents of North Carolina's Outer Banks are checking out the damage caused by Hurricane Dorian. The Coast Guard's landing local law enforcement officers on Ocracoke Island via helicopter and then airlifting people in distress. Governor Roy Cooper.
This is a very close-knit community, and people assure me that everyone is present and accounted for.
At least two deaths have been reported in the state, and at least 43 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas, which was slammed by the storm. Tommy Thompson is with the Ministry of Tourism.
Search and rescue is still ongoing. We've got to realize that this is a Category 5, a major storm that sat over the northern Bahamas for over 50 hours. So the islands that were affected are two of the major islands in the northern Bahamas, and all supplies have to get into those two islands, either via Nassau or out of Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A former news show host is getting a second chance, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says after years of trying to find an entirely different career, he decided to say,
"Open that door and let me back in."
3 years after being fired by NBC, when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting Extra on Monday. Bush, who is related to the presidents of the same last name, had just begun as a host on Today when he was fired by the network. Extra's executive producer says, quote, "Life is about second chances."
The commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, America's ally in the fight against the Islamic State, has warned that the terrorist group is on the rise. The decision to remove U.S. troops from Syria is also hurting the mission. Also, 70,000 refugees have to be dealt with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ranked right below March Madness for college basketball, office football pools abound this time of year as the NFL is now underway. USA's John Clemens reports.
Productivity takes a real hit when fantasy football time rolls around. One estimate has been made. Employees will spend 2.5 hours a week, costing the nation's business community $9 billion. Researchers from Nielsen Scarborough estimated 12.5 million adults will play fantasy football this year. While some businesses frown on this activity, Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray & Christmas said, fantasy football leagues can boost a company's bottom line in terms of higher morale and lower turnover. He added these types of distractions can keep workers' creative juices flowing. I'm John Clemens.
Ginger, it's not just a spice, it's a unique gene that's slowly disappearing. There's a festival in the Netherlands this weekend for those with a particular hair color, red. There's as many as 5,000 or more running around the Dutch town of Breda this weekend celebrating Redhead Day. People with natural red hair are coming from about 40 countries around the world to take part in lectures, workshops, and demonstrations relating to the fair-skinned people. Only about 1% of people are ginger. As you would expect, the highest percentage is in Scotland and Ireland. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following is a special presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check in, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, 36, 37 years of radio presence. I'm getting confused in my old age. Bottom line is, we're rocking and rolling here, folks, starting on radio back in 1984. It was a bit of a lark between an all-Filipino show and an all-Christian show. It was a 15-minute show, and of course, Emil Guillermo put the show together, and it was sort of cool at first, you know, I mean, got callers, and people were hot on the show because Jack Fisk was writing about it in the Chronicle every Saturday morning. I mean, Jack would write about it Saturday morning in the Chronicle, and then I'd go on the radio Sunday and have all this publicity, this free publicity. Anyway, the bottom line is, it got a little ugly after a while because my boxing fans didn't blend too well with the pro-right Christian crowd after the all-Christian show because they used to get phone calls blasting them. Bottom line is, I had to switch. Went to KMBR in the national syndication, and here we are, what can I say, 35, 36, 37 years later. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you are joining me for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. If you've been here a while, you know what time it is. Straight up, talking MMA and boxing for the next hour. We're here from the heavyweight champion of the world. No, not the Frito Bandito, the heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Andy Ruiz. We're here from Andy Ruiz. We're bringing that undefeated guy from Las Vegas. We'll talk about John Signorella. And I'll reflect on 36 years of radio. 37. Straight up, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My partner, Lenny Williams, taking the break with that great voice. Only so much oil in the ground. We can't get loose without that juice. Can't cut loose without that juice. If we keep on like we're doing, then for sure we'll not be cool. It's the fact that just ain't got sufficient view.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price.
TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito.
The undefeated John Cigarella is a potato chip freak. Okay, so I had to play him out there with the Frito Bandito song. Am I telling the truth?
You are telling the truth, sir, but I haven't had any chips for about a week. And I'm going through a little bit of withdrawal, but I'm hanging in there. I replaced them with carrots.
Popcorn. Anyway, speaking of withdrawals, did you hear Socrates on yesterday's show when I suggested he should have thrown away the internet and the cell phone for that 5-day cruise he took? He sounded like I was about to take his child.
That's the only way to do it, man. When you're on vacation, you are on vacation. Get away from the internet. Throw the devices away. Turn them off.
Okay, straight up, let's talk about boxing, too. And he said, of course, Otto Wallen is 20-0, but he's ranked number 46 in the world. Is it true that you're ranked number 47?
Yeah, I mean, here's what's up, man.
Why didn't you get the fight instead of him? That's what I'm asking you.
You know what? I wish I did. I could use the money, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is just an opponent on the date to fill the date. You know, with this ESPN thing with Tyson Fury, I want to see him fight someone meaningful after this one. I understand one or two, but I need a direction, some kind of trajectory to an opponent of note.
The last time a Swede could fight, I think, in the heavyweight division was the 1952 Olympic flop. I'm talking about Ingemar Johansson, who went on to win the World Heavyweight Championship. Anyway, he knocked out my man, Eddie Machen, in 1958. My father told me Eddie was never the same after that. But Eddie went over to Sweden thinking this guy was going to quit like a dog because he had quit in the Olympics and the whole nine yards, and Ingo knocked him out in one round. So what I'm trying to say is it's been a long time since there's been a Swede that can fight of sorts in the heavyweight division.
You know, that's very true. But look, you know, recently we just got our first Mexican champion of the world at heavyweight in Andy Ruiz, you know, and what a lot of people are talking about there, just to kind of segue into Andy Ruiz, who we were just discussing at the open here. I mean, the bottom line with him, do we get a repeat of like what Haseem Rockman went through when he knocked out Lennox Lewis and Lennox came back and knocked out Rockman? Andy Ruiz, to me, his physique, like, it's never been, you know, of that of a male model, you know, the cover of GQ type of guy in muscle and fitness. But man, he looks really out of shape. He's having a lot of fun in his time off.
Interesting. Okay. Now, recently, Andy Ruiz was interviewed by the White Max and the Black Max. I'm talking about Max Kellerboy and Stephen A. Smith.
Let me ask you this. What do you say to those that underestimated you based on your physique?
Well, you know, all that training, hard work that I did, you know, everybody's been underestimating me since I was young, you know, and the best thing that I did was prove them wrong. And I think that was the sweet victory that I had.
Watching you on the way up, I mean, you could be overweight, but that's based on a diet. A heavyweight doesn't have to make weight. So the question is, how's your wind? How are your legs? You went 12 tough rounds with Joseph Parker, barely lost over in his, you know, in his backyard. So we knew you could box. We knew you had conditioning. But damn, it's not just that you won the title. You got up from the kind of shot that guys don't get up from. And then knocked your man down and changed the course of the fight in that same round. Take me through that.
It's crazy, man. It was my first time being dropped, too. I was dropped in the third round. I got up. I think that Mexican warrior in me, you know, it just... I think Anthony Joshua was saying that it was like a god. It was a punch from the gods, you know. But, you know, it was all that hard work, dedication that I've been doing since I was 6 years old. You know, I think fighting a top lead and me, I don't know, it brings out the best of me.
Well, let me say this. First of all, thank you for being on the show. Secondly, when Molly's talking about people underestimating you, that would be me. Let me be very, very clear.
Of course.
You came in as an 11-1 underdog. You shocked the world. Your skills are big time. I got to admit it. You got fast hands. You can box. You can take a punch. You got a lot of heart. I got on you about your physique a little bit, but that was all I was saying. I certainly wasn't questioning your skills or your 33-1 record with 22 KOs, for crying out loud, and you had never been dropped. My issue is this. Boxing. We talked about Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder. It was a mega fight. People question, all right, this is tantamount to Tyson upsetting Buster Douglas. My response to you and Max would be, what's wrong with me being disgusted, loving the sport of boxing, not knowing it like you, not knowing it like Max, but loving it? What's wrong with me going like this? Damn. Now I got to think about Ruiz going up against Anthony Joshua again, which is tantamount to Buster Douglas going against Evander Holyfield instead of Tyson going against Evander Holyfield at that particular moment in time that Buster Douglas went up against Holyfield. That's all I was trying to say. Your greatness that night and your skills as a boxer robbed us of a mega fight, which I don't think we get enough of in the sport of boxing today. To that, you say what? Is there a problem with that?
There's no problem, man. You know, everyone's going to have their credits. Everyone's going to have their opinions, you know. And, of course, you had your own. And, you know, I just went out there on June 1st and I did my thing, something that I always wanted to accomplish. And, you know, thank God for my victory, you know. And December 7th, that's what I got to do again. I got to win the same fashion that I won on June 1st. And, you know, I got to prove a lot of people wrong again. So I think that's the hunger that I'm going to have in me. So I'm ready for December 7th.
And if you get through the rematch with a win, there's still Deontay Wilder out there,
sure
Tyson
is.
Fury out there. It's a great heavyweight division. But Molly started off by saying first Mexican heavyweight champ. And a lot of times a guy holds a belt, but there's the lineal champ, Tyson Fury, right? Mm-hmm. And I say, I follow the lineal champ. But in this case, Tyson Fury stepped away from the sport for like a year, and a consensus formed around Anthony Joshua as he's like, who's the champ, him or Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder? And so you knocked out that guy. I consider that like legit championship. How does it feel to be the first Mexican, which is a country Mexican and a culture Mexican and Mexican-American obsessed with boxing, heavyweight champion of the world?
It feels good, you know. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be the first Mexican heavyweight champion of the world. This is what me and my family have been dreaming about, my coaches, my whole team. So
now, what does it mean to you?
It means a lot, you know. Not just for me, but for all my people, you know. Not just for me, but for all my people. And, you know, it's just a big blessing, dude. Big blessing.
I got to admit, I tell you what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for a sensational performance, whether it's by you or Anthony Joshua, just to justify a mega fight. That's what I'm after in boxing. And I just want to know from both of y'all. I got to get on both of y'all about this. I mean, listen, not you so much, Andy, because listen, you got to go out there and perform. And again, you can really, really fight. You're going to kick a lot of tail. Ain't no doubt about that. I ain't taking anything away from you. But there's something to be said about a mega fight, and I think that a repeat performance by you could potentially give us that with you and Wilder. Max, Andy, do you feel that way, that the next fight has to be handled in similar, if not even more spectacular fashion in order for y'all to keep the attention that the heavyweight division had before you knocked out Anthony Joshua?
Of course, man. I got to win December 7th the same way. You know, I got all the four belts. All I'm missing is the WBC belt, and Wilder has it. So, you know, I don't want to look past Anthony Joshua. I don't want to underestimate him at all. So I think I just want to focus on him, get that win, and maybe fight Wilder, Fury. So, but whatever happens is going to happen is going to be for a purpose.
There have been heavyweights. Muhammad Ali was the first fat heavyweight who could really fight during, you know, in his second career. Sometimes he'd come in 225 and he'd look kind of sloppy and still have those skills. So, and throughout the 80s, Greg Page and these guys. But Andy, I want to talk about that for a second, because there are some guys who can do that, but are still better off when they're physically in better shape. Do you feel that applies to you? In other words, some guys are just, you know, they carry the extra weight. It don't matter. But usually, if you don't see it, it means they're in better shape and they do better. How do you feel about that yourself?
You know what? For that fight in June 1st, I wanted to gain a little bit of weight. I wanted to be strong because Anthony Joshua, he's really big. I wanted to be strong. I wanted to have that power. So, but for this fight, I am going to slim down. I am going to get in way better shape. Plus, we have a longer training camp because of the first fight, we only had a month and a half. So this time we have more training camp and more time. So for sure, I'm going to be in better shape. I'm going to feel a lot better. And if I'm lighter, of course, I'm going to have more ability, more head movement, more speed. So I think that's the good plan.
Andy Ruiz talks a good game. Of course, the heavyweight champion of the world. I don't – how can I put this? Johnny, you say he's too fat. I think he's got 3 months.
He's got 3 months to take the weight off. As long as he's not walking in the ring around 300 pounds, closer to what he was in his last fight at, like, say, 268, that's a good look for him. Like I said a couple weeks ago, I like him just the way he is. Like Billy Joel said, I love you just the way you are. What he did last time worked for him. If he could get down to that weight, great. Anthony Joshua, however, I think he needs to take off some of that muscle, because everyone talks about that big punch that Ruiz landed, but I think a lot of the problem was that punch landed is because Anthony Joshua was gassed in the third round. His gas tank was totally depleted. So I think he's got to take off some muscle, lean out a little bit, and also change his body some.
Do you, report has it, even though that Anthony Joshua is a heavyweight, he has a flyweight's cup. Do you feel
what I get exactly what you're saying. Intestinal fortitude sans that.
Lack of. You tune to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Wow.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No, no. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and covers not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans?
then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Pedro, let me tell you something, man. Congratulations on your long time in radio. You are your team and for your ratings, man. I was reading about that. I'm very impressed with you, Pedro.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The man, Francisco Paco Valcarcel, of course, our sponsor, the president of the World Boxing Organization, hoping to go to Japan, of course, in December for the WBO Congress. Straight up, I want to thank Paco for the years of support. People like Paco and Larry Merchant and people like that, a few other people, you know, if it wasn't for them and coming in at certain times, I don't know if I'd still be doing radio 35, 36, 37 years later. Bottom line is, I thank them from the bottom of my heart. My current guest, of course, co-host, call him what you want. We get to rock and roll once a week on Sundays. I'm talking about John Signorelli, the undefeated lad from Las Vegas. You heard Mr. Ruiz break it down there, and essentially the consensus is that he's going to win this fight again. I mean, I'm not talking to too many people that are expecting Joshua to blow him out.
I got to favor Andy Ruiz. I mean, the hand speed, and we talked about, like, at the close of the last segment, like, the stones, the intestinal fortitude of Joshua. Like, he showed his – he totally folded when he was under duress, and he showed his true colors. So, I mean, if I'm Andy Ruiz, I want to dog him out again and try to make him fold like that. Joshua needs to make certain adjustments to not allow Andy Ruiz to get close to doing that again. Other than – if he doesn't do that, then it's going to be a short night for Joshua.
This November 2nd date between Sergey Kovalev and Canelo, I think it's going to happen. Is there going to be a catch weight involved, or are they going to fight at 175?
I think the reason why Canelo is doing this is to get another title at another weight class. So I do believe they're going to fight at 175 pounds.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is they're going to bring Mr. Kovalev in under 175. They'll tell him, make 172.
I don't know if they could do that if it's an actually sanctioned title bout where Kovalev.
You know what, Johnny? You haven't been around boxing. You haven't been around boxing too long enough, because they make catchweight fights all the time,
Yes, sir. That I know, but for his actual title, I wouldn't
even
do that if
even
I was Kovalev.
Even for let me tell you, when Donnie Lalonde defended the WBC 175-pound title in 1988, I think it was November 1988. Against Sugar Ray Leonard, I think it was. He was 175-pound champion, and he dropped down to 168. Ray made him come down to 168, and Ray said, well, we'll fight for the 168-pound belt too. So they threw it in. But the bottom line is, he defended the 175-pound title at 168.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. And I do know that that's happened before, and in boxing, anything's possible. But if I'm Kovalev, I'm going to be very stern at 175 pounds, but again, money
ain't gonna happen.
Anything.
Money, baby, money. I'm telling you, if they Johnny, if they came to listen, this is why people don't understand what happened with Roberto Duran the first time with Ray Leonard. Roberto, the most he had ever made was like $150,000, $200,000 in his entire life. He had like 70 something fights. Okay, so he got $1.5 million for the first Leonard fight in 1980, and then they said to him, "Well, we want you to fight Leonard again in the rematch." He says, "You know, I'm not ready, man. You know, I'm not ready." And they said, "We'll give you $8.5 million." Roberto said, "I'll be ready." You hear what I'm saying? I mean, it's the money, man. These guys are in this. They're in there to win. They're in there to win, no doubt about it. But this is a profession. They're professional fighters and looking to make money.
Absolutely. Look at Andy Ruiz. He did not want to go to Saudi Arabia. They offered him several more $1 million. Guess what? Changed his mind. You know. So with Kovalev, maybe they can negotiate some kind of weight drain or some kind of catch weight thing. But I think the fight is tailor-made for Canelo either which way. He's a body attacker. You know, Kovalev, they always say he doesn't like it to the body. Who does? But he especially does not like it to the body. I'll put it that way. And Canelo would be catching him, I think, at a good time because Kovalev just came off a brutal fight against Anthony Yard in which he did get the stoppage. But he also took a lot of punishment in that fight. And that was only a few weeks ago. If they're scheduled to go November 2nd, I mean, how much, you know, time did Kovalev have to recover from that should be interesting to see.
Oh, man, I don't know how to say this. Am I speechless? Not too often, folks, but I am today. Former heavyweight contender, no, don't take it back. Former heavyweight champion, Oliver McCall. That's right, Oliver the Nervous Breakdown McCall. They call him the Atomic Bull. I call him a whole lot of other things. 59-14, 38 KOs, is going to fight, get this, September 28th in New Mexico. Man, New Mexico sanctioned this fight. They should be arrested for impersonating an athletic commission.
You know, as soon as you said his name, I'm like, he's got to be mentioning it for a reason. I'm like, please don't say he's going to actually fight. Oh, my goodness. They should not allow this in certain parts of the world. Unfortunately, they do. And what did we talk about before? Money makes the world go round. Oliver McCall seems to not have been smart with his money, hence why he's doing what he's doing. Terrible.
No, what do you mean he's not smart with his money? He put a $500,000 check in his sock. That's what he did. Here's what happened. He got robbed, or he got robbed, or no, no. What happened was he left his socks in a hotel room, and he left the $500,000 sock was in his, the $500,000 check was in his sock. Okay, and then there was all kinds of stuff went down, and the police came, this and that, say, hey, get your socks, this and that. Oh, by the way, he found this check in his sock. It was $500,000. He had no idea the check was even there. I mean, it was a Don King check.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. And, you know, I really hope he's doing okay financially.
Oh,
but
come on. He ain't doing financially if he's going to try to fight again, man.
To suggest that he's going to have a fight at his age, which I'm sure he's got to be in his 50s, right? Yeah, so that's off the top of my head, and we obviously saw the nervous breakdown, emotional meltdown that he had against Lennox Lewis in their rematch, which is probably one of the most bizarre things I'd seen in the ring. And he should definitely not be fighting. I wish the best for him. Hopefully, he doesn't get hurt.
You know, I spent some time with Jerry Corey. Jerry Corey was considered the greatest white heavyweight of all time, and in the minds of a lot of people, a small heavyweight fought in the 60s, lost only. Frazier, Foreman, and Ali. I mean, those are the guys that he lost. He was a brute. There's no doubt about it. But he got a little punchy at the end. And I remember interviewing him at the L.A. Forum, and he was drinking. And he was talking about a comeback. The comeback was going to be a cruiserweight. And you can hear the ice cubes going around in his glass like Nixon in the Watergate tapes, okay? So anyway, you hear the ice cubes going around in his glass. So I said to him, hey, Gary, what are you drinking? He goes, oh, water. I said, that smells like vodka. Right on the air. That smells like vodka. And Jerry goes, not vodka. Anyway, what I'm leading to is that Jerry Corey would end up fighting in Colorado. They sanctioned a fight with him in Colorado, and this guy almost beat him to death. You know what I'm saying?
It's terrible stuff, yeah.
And he would die. He would die 4 or 5 years later, maybe 8 years later, and he would die a vegetable. I mean, when I saw him, the last time I saw him in L.A., I think it was at a International Boxing Hall of Fame dinner and this and that. It was like he didn't when they had to say when they had to say Jerry Cord, they had to elbow him in order to get him to get up and wave to people.
It's unfortunate that people get to that state in combat sports, and I almost have to blame the people around them and question, like, how someone really
Jack
cares
Corey's father.
About the people around them.
His father.
You know, it's terrible that people, you know, if we're seeing it publicly and in small doses, people that are around them constantly are seeing this regularly. So the signs have been there. The writing's on the wall. Do not let this guy fight. Now, everyone's entitled to do what they want to do with their body. I feel that. I totally agree with that. But there comes a fine line when it comes to health and damaging yourself or others. And when you see a fighter go too far, and people, you know, obviously they have to make money. They have to be smarter with their money, make investments, make wise choices, because this game's not long term. If you're in this sport 20 years, your chances are you're going to walk out a very different person than you did walking in.
In MMA, how would you say 20 years? Because guys don't last like 20 months.
I think it's going to be scary when we start seeing the residuals, because it's still a new sport in its infancy, MMA, even though it's considered a sport that's been around a couple decades. It doesn't go back as far as football. It doesn't go back as far as boxing, baseball, all these type of things. So if you look at mixed martial arts down the stretch, I think a couple of years from now, we're going to start to see what really is going on with these athletes. And hopefully we could study some of them and prevent things that are happening to, like, a, say, a Tony Ferguson, prevent that from happening.
Tony Ferguson. Oleg Usyk's in a fight in November. I think it's in November, either October or November. Bottom line is he's recovering from that suspect torn bicep injury. But you really think he's going to be a major player at heavyweight?
Absolutely. You know, he's taking on an opponent, Tyrone Sprung, who's unbeaten, but, you know, he's best known as a kickboxer. He does have, you know, double-digit wins and double-digit knockouts.
Anytime anybody's known as a kickboxer, bro, that ain't that.
Right. Well, one person did it. Vitaly Klitschko was one person to really cross over. So he did K-1 for a little while before he did become a heavyweight champ. So props to Vitaly. But, no, I understand your point entirely. And for Usyk, you know, he was going to get Carlos Takam, and then the injury happened, and Takam didn't want it for whatever reason when they tried to reschedule it. So now we get Usyk. I really think this guy, it could be a dangerous player in the heavyweight division for sure.
You are tuned in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, airs Saturdays and Sundays live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Sunday for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. My boy right here, John Signorelli, is undefeated, folks. Undefeated. Unbeaten. Every week he delivers, no doubt about it. He's got a great old lady. And I say old lady, and I say that in the most affectionate term. And he's got a daughter as well there in Las Vegas. And the three of them, I'm going to say, one of the most beautiful families you've ever seen in your life. And I feel blessed each and every week that Johnny comes on the show and spends some time with you. Johnny Sig, you're the king, baby.
Thank you so much, my brother. Much appreciated, man. You just gave me feels, goosebumps.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I'm sorry for anyone I let down with this performance. I promise you I wanted this more than anything.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Oh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate
whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome to the Palazzo dello Sport in Rome, where in 1960, an American amateur, a light heavyweight by the name of Cassius Clay, captured a gold medal for the United States.
I'm the greatest. I won the light heavyweight championship here in 1960. I was the best light heavyweight that ever lived. And I'm going to tell you that I'm the greatest now. I'm a heavyweight. Ain't nobody can whoop me. I'm going to whoop everybody. There's two men.
Mr. Jack Horn, we've got some business first before we get to Victor Galindez and Richie Cates. Light heavyweight rematch. We should have some action here in Rome.
Victor Galindez and Richie Cates. Victor Galindez is the light heavyweight champion of the world, but I'm a heavyweight. He can't fight me. He couldn't whoop me. But Victor Galindez is the light heavyweight champion of the world, going to fight Richie Cates. But he can't whoop me. I know he can't whoop me. He's going to have trouble with Richie Cates.
Listen, you rediscovered Jerry Quarry. I want to show everyone a fight that just unfolded here. A couple of junior middleweights. You're going to see Rocky Mattiola against Angel Ortiz. Good fight.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That Mexican kid, probably.
The guitar, the make. Great Jeff Tamalier. Saw Jeff a couple of weeks ago. Of course, Jeff used to play with Tower of Power, The Starship, Average White Band. Jeff's rocking and rolling locally. He is just one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet, man. Me and him met back in 1993. Man, long time ago. Times be flying. Straight up, that guy you just heard doing the Muhammad Ali thing was the guy that ended up being punch drunk and couldn't figure out who he was. I'm talking about Jerry Quarry. That's how sharp Jerry Quarry was. He could do impressions. He could do the New York Times crossword puzzle. I challenged him one time to do the New York Times crossword puzzle in New York City, and he knocked it out, get this, in less than a half hour. Okay, I can't knock it out ever. The whole thing. The whole crossword puzzle. I'm a bit of a wordsmith. I read the dictionary as a kid. That's what I did. I mean, that's how I learned how to read. My uncle motivated me. He said, for every word that you can spell, I'll give you a dime. And that was the thing. But the flip side of that was, if I messed up on a word, it cost me three dimes. So, like, the pressure was on, man, to do this right. And he would come home. He'd be drunk as a skunk. Yeah, he's a dysfunctional uncle. If you didn't have a dysfunctional uncle in your family, what can I say? I guess you didn't have a good family, because that's, you got to have a dysfunctional uncle. But he'd come home 2, 3 in the morning or after the bar and wake me up. My grandmother would be freaking out. He'd wake me up, take me into the kitchen, and we'd read together. It was so cool. I miss him. The bottom line is, that is a long, long time ago. But Jerry Quarry, as I said, man, that last fight, it was in, I think it was 1992. So I had to interview him in 1991 or late 90, or early 1992. He was just before he was going to do this. It was in Aurora, Colorado. He was to take on a guy named Ron Kramer. Now, Kramer had this great record of 3 wins, 4 losses, and a draw, and he beat Jerry Quarry like he had clubs in both hands. It was really sad. Quarry was like a cartoon afterwards. And then, of course, Jerry Quarry's wife calling me and her getting tight on the phone. She was living in Las Vegas. I think Quarry was falling apart in Southern California, and she was calling me on the phone and telling me about Jerry's dilapidating condition, and it was really ugly towards the end. But then again, it's not pretty, and that's what none of you seem to pick up on, or very few of you seem to pick up on, is the fact that combat sports, as glorious as I try to make it week in and week out, it's ugly. I mean, I was fortunate enough to get out of this with, like, being able to go through my ABCs, maybe sometimes backwards, okay? But, you know, not everybody was that fortunate. I'm serious. And guys that had a lot less fights than me, and guys, I know guys that never got out of the gym and that are punchy. They never left the gym. They just had, like, a few like, sparring sessions, and it didn't work for them. You know, they're like, rattle, brains rattle. Bottom line is, boxing is a rough game. There's no doubt about it. And as I said, it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude. It takes a different type of person to put on a pair of boxing gloves and go in there. A lot of people say to you, well, you know, you're nuts. No, I don't think I'm nuts. I think like Nelson Mandela said, you know, when Larry Merchant, the Godfather, interviewed Nelson Mandela, he said, you know, you're the most peaceful guy in the world, but yet you are a boxer and you're a boxing fan. How can you do that? And he said, well, you know, this is chosen hand-to-hand combat. This is a science. This is fighting. And this is not war. This is not destroying people. It's not mass genocide, anything like that. Of course, I'm going to say a long time ago, Mandela, man, what a character he was. He just, I remember they tried to get him to come to a fight in New York City. It was a big fight. I'm with Holyfield, somebody like that. They tried to get him to come to this big fight. They wanted to lay out. They were going to supply a plane for him. Don King was going to supply a plane for him, and it just didn't happen. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Nelson Mandela, few people are as iconic as he is. But my next guy, actually my next duo, they were like, how can I put this? Salt and pepper. No, I don't mean black and white. I mean salt and pepper coming together. They just were. From the start, it started back in 1962, 63. Ali saw this guy, who wasn't Ali quite then. Of course, he was still Cassius Clay. But he saw this guy that was a hot amateur coming out of Philadelphia. He would go on to win the Olympic gold medal in 1964 as a heavyweight. His name was Smokin' Joe Frazier. So let's go back in time to Smokin' Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali getting along.
Many people have gone the full 15 rounds with you, but before we close, I'd like to remind you of someone who has. Just as he promised he would one August day in 1970, during your exile from the ring, when he gave you a lift in a car from Philadelphia to New York, and when he pulls up on 42nd Street, a crowd starts to gather.
And I said, hey, man, you better get out of my car.
Not Joe
people
Frazier.
Might think you and I are good pals.
You've described him as the fighter you most admire, your old adversary. We've flown him from Philadelphia.
Not Joe Frazier.
Smokin' Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier.
Joe, how did you come to be giving Muhammad Ali a lift in your car?
Well, number one, I had a chance to move around in Philadelphia, and I went to one of the hotels, and I promised to give him a ride to New York City that day. I got out of the car. Somebody says, hey, go Smokin' Joe Frazier. Oh, man, and he went off. Smokin' Joe Frazier, where is he? I want Smokin' Joe Frazier. He got my title. So I went over and I shook
Joe
his hand.
Frazier.
He told me, he says, listen, sir, I have a man who's doing a book on me. Would you interview him into New York City? We rode into New York City. This guy would not let me get one word in all through the whole ride. He started talking about Smokin' Joe Frazier. Can you whip me? Can you whip me? So Joe, Smokin' Joe Frazier. Say, I wrote a poem. He said, Joe, come out smoking. I'll be poking, pouring water on that smoking. He said, I might amaze you. I will be tired smoking Joe Frazier. All through the whole time in New York, from Philadelphia to New York City, I had to go through that noise all the way.
What did you do?
So I had a chance. We got into New York City, 42nd.
He slapped me. And,
42nd and Broadway, and somebody messed around and saw him and myself, and he went off again. Smokin' Joe Frazier, ladies and gentlemen, Smokin' Joe Frazier, the man who got my title, I won my title. I was in the car.
Oh, man.
I said, look, I ought to whip this sucker right now. So after a while, he got back in the car and kind of cooled down some. I said, hey, man, cool it off. You know what I mean? So he said, a song. Start singing. It's not singing.
I can't believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm
a great guy. I would say we love him. He's a fine champion.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
So crazy. Thank you, guys.
As emotional as that moment was, I have to say it probably wasn't as emotional as the time I said 1998, 1999, we're in Sacramento, California. Of course, we're having a big gig up there. Some auto dealership that went bankrupt right after this gig. What happened was The auto dealership wanted to throw this grand opening party. So they said to a friend of mine, they said, can you bring us like heavyweight champions? And he said, yeah. So George Foreman was there. Larry Holmes was there. Muhammad Ali was there. And Ken Norton was there. Okay, and Ken Norton hated Muhammad Ali. After that third fight, Norton felt he was robbed at the in Yankee Stadium. He felt he was robbed in that 50-round decision that he should have won. He felt he won all three off Ali fight. Anyway, bottom line is bad. I mean, Ken Norton, when I was around him, he didn't have a chip on his shoulder. He had bricks on both shoulders. Bricks, mortar bricks. I kid you not. Okay, so he was a tough guy to get around. I mean, he just was. So, you know. It wasn't until this day in Sacramento, California. So we're all kicking it. We're all kicking it together in the green room. And I'm going to come out and get to introduce these guys. You know, so I'm playing with them, having fun back and forth. And, you know, and Ken Norton's got that, like that mean look on his face. Like, you know, like, hey, man, Ken, you know, somebody like kicking, somebody that's sticking you in the back, like with a knife or something. You got that look on your face like you just ate a lemon or something like that, man. What's up with you, Ken? He just mumbled, didn't say too much, just mumbled. So I didn't know what was going on. Of course, I know that he had the ill feelings towards Ali because he thought Ali got the decisions over him, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, we're on these steps. There's these five or six steps we're going to take to go up to this stage, okay? These five or six steps. So I turn around, and I get these guys in line, blah, blah, blah. I'm lining them up like an usher, I'm lining these four or five guys up, and I'm lining them up. And Ali says to Norton, Ali says to Norton, he grabs, pats him on the shoulder, and Norton turns around with this ugly look on his face, this scowl. Because, see, Kenny's only there for the money. Kenny ain't there for nothing else. Ken Norton's only there for the bucks. Ken Norton doesn't like too many other people in the room, maybe including me. Okay, wasn't that easy to get along with. It was, at least in my case. So anyway, so Ali, obviously Ali's number one, and I think I've got Norton back at number four in the line. I mean, just the way it was. I had Ali, Larry Holmes, and George Foreman. So do I put Ken Norton above four in front of those three guys? Probably not. So I made him number four coming up on the stage. But Ali, he turns around, he looks at Norton, he says, "Don't be mad, man. Champ, in that last fight, you probably got the better of it." And Ken Norton turns around, looks at a couple of the other people, looks back at me, and he starts crying. Sort of sounds like me in the closing part of hour number one there, getting emotional, crying. I mean, here was Ken Norton, former heavyweight champion of the world, big tough guy, muscles, all that kind of good stuff, man. I'm the toughest guy in the world. Yeah, guess what? He broke down and he cried after Muhammad Ali told him, "Guess what, man? You beat me that time. No doubt about it." You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Force is a production of Sports Byline and is brought to you each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course, man, the American Forces Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. A little cool tune here by Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
Please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a sobering thought.
First Lady of Soul. I know they say Aretha Franklin is, and I work with Aretha, but I have to say that Miss Motown, I'm talking about Mary Wells, was the really traditionally first queen of soul. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to mention a few things before I get out of here today. And of course, you know, Muhammad Ali played a pivotal role in my life, not only as like a fan and as a kid growing up, but, you know, some of the things he stood up for, I realized later in life they were very important. You know, I mean, it's still going on nowadays. But the bottom line is, the first time I met Ali, I think they put me on a plane and I was in coach. And somehow he decided he liked me, and he pulled me from coach all the way up to executive class. So they gave me a bed, and I'm going my way to Beijing, China. And it's Air China, this piss-poor airline that should be arrested. Those people should be banned. They should be taken out of the air, and we'll get to that in a second. So anyway, so they put me up in executive class, and he gives me a bed. And Muhammad Ali's like on the other side of the cabin. His wife Lonnie's on the other side of the cabin, you know, and I'm sitting there, I can't sleep. I'm a mom, at least, too. I can't sleep. So anyway, I opened up the door to the cabin. This was pre-9/11, 1993. I opened the door to the cabin, and all three Chinese guys from the Air China crew were asleep. They were all sound asleep. So I went back and woke up Lonnie Ali. She didn't believe me. She said, man, I know she was thinking I should have never brought this kid up to first class. I should have never brought him up to executive class. We should have left him back there in ghetto. The bottom line is this was a mistake. I don't believe him. And guess what? I opened up the door, and all three guys were asleep. Okay, so yeah, I sort of began the friendship. Said maybe I could believe Pedro a little bit. And, of course, then she asked me one day, could I get Muhammad a cheeseburger as I was going to McDonald's. We were starving in Beijing. The food sucked the first time around in 1993. I think it was the New Century Hotel. Boy, that food was terrible. So, anyway, I get him the cheeseburger. And then in 1994, they say, guess what? Ali's going to do a 2-week tour through China, and they want you to be his bodyguard and his PR guy. In other words, his biatch. I said, okay, how much do I got to pay you? And I said, no. We're going to give you $2,000. I said, $2,000 what? No, $2,000 a week. So I said, $2,000. Four grand? You're going to give me $4,000 to hang out with Muhammad? You got to be kidding me. So they gave me $4,000 to be Muhammad Ali's guy. We went all throughout China. We went to Macau. We went to Zhuhai. We went to Shanghai. We went to
what was that place where the, where, I guess that was too high, with Guangzhou, I mean Shenzhen. We went all over the country, and we did it most of the time, you know, in vans. It was sort of cool, like traveling around in tinted vans, because if they knew who we were, they stopped traffic. I kid you not. He was the greatest guy in the entire world. Folks, he deserves to be called the greatest, as do you, because you could be doing a million things right now, and you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So I take that as a great compliment, folks. A million things in the world. You listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Ring Talk is an exclusive production of Sports Byline, and the executive producer is one and the only, my buddy, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. 'Cause I love-